So you may have a small church, but you do realize that you need a website. You're just wondering, what have you got to have on it?
Welcome to the Digital Ministry Podcast, where we are having conversations about the strategies of sharing God's love in the digital world. Now, here is your host, Joshua Verwers.
Welcome, I am Joshua Verwers, and this is the Digital Ministry Podcast. And if you're unfamiliar with me or this show, well, I'm a small church pastor in rural Iowa who has been creating faith-filled content online for a little over 5 years, and I have a desire to help other small churches and ministries do the same thing. And in today's episode, I want to help you by giving you really about 5 main areas that you need to have on your small church website. And before we get to the content, if you want to help out the show, go ahead and leave us a rating or a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to us on, or maybe you're one of those that is actually watching this, whether it be on Spotify or on YouTube. And if you want to connect with me, you can do so across social media at Joshua Verwers, and while you're connecting with me, go ahead and snap a screenshot and tag me in it to let everybody know that you're listening to the Digital Ministry Podcast. Okay, so what section should you have on your church website? Well, I'm going to kind of give you what some of the leading theory is out there, and if you've ever done like a Google search, what you'll often find is some of the articles that were written about church websites are over 10 years old. So instead of giving you some outdated info, I thought maybe I would give you a little peek behind the curtain to show you what's been going on in the analytics of our church website, and maybe some of the top sections that people are actually clicking on and viewing. And after we go through this and I kind of show you what it looks like for our church, I'll take you to our church website and explain some of those sections and maybe what you could do for your church website. Okay, so if you're watching this episode, you'll be able to see what I'm talking about as we jump in here on Google Analytics. And for the rest of you, I'll do my best to explain it. But right here, this is just the pages and screens of our church website, which is fullfaith.church, and what people are actually viewing. And this is over the last 30 days to kind of give you an idea of what it is. And right off here, you can see really we're starting off the homepage. No surprise there. It is the most viewed that we've got. And then we've got services, we've got our staff, and then we've got podcasts, and then our beliefs, history, mission. And one of the things that I will tell you is I decided with our church what we were going to do is break up the about section into more of an about menu navigation bar so that our staff, our beliefs, our history, and our mission is all under our about section. So really the top four that you would be looking at on our church website is home, services, about, and podcast. And one of the other things that I kind of thought was interesting to me is when I looked at this average engagement time in here, and I saw that our beliefs, people on average have been spending over 3 minutes reading that section, which to me, that's a really good feeling because then I know that those that are actually visiting our church website are getting an idea of what it is that we actually believe before they ever walk through the door. And maybe we're not their cup of tea or cup of coffee, as I would prefer it. And that's quite all right. I think it's good to have that just so that they can see before they even walk through our front door. And then the other interesting thing to me was the amount of time or the amount of views per user that people are spending on these different pages. And our home and our services are getting 2.1 and 2.6 views per user, which tells me that those visitors that are viewing our website, what they're actually doing is going to the home section, kind of scrolling through, looking at some other pages, and then going back to the home section. Or even more specifically with services at 2.6 views per user, they're spending multiple trips to the services time just so they can make sure they know exactly when it is that we're actually meeting. And so what does this look like for our church? Well, as we can see, I'll go right here to our website, Full Faith Church, and right in the front at the banner at the top, it says, Welcome to the Church, and it has Sundays at 10:30. That's the time that we meet. As we scroll down, I wanted to put some pertinent information because I really believe that on that homepage, some of the things that you should really have is your address and location, the service times that you meet, some contact information, and maybe like an overview of the church to kind of give them some images of what it looks like. And this is where I would really suggest taking actual photos of your church and not using stock images. I think stock images, at least from my perspective, it looks a little bit lazy and it looks inauthentic. I want to go and I want to see what they're looking like. And let's just face it, We're small churches. Embrace the fact that we're a small church. It's okay. There's a lot of people out there that actually want to attend small churches. So let them see what it is that you actually look like. So again, on our church website, as we scroll down, we see that I've got the service times of what's going on. There's our location, and there's a link right there to the past sermons. In addition to that, it has a little bit about our mission. It gives a little carousel of some images of what we've got going. And right as you keep scrolling down, there's the contact information, there's our social media links, and there is a button for people to be able to give online. Now, the second section that a lot of people were visiting was actually the About section. And like I said, with our church, while you look at the top of it, you'll see About, but you can't actually click on the About. It's just a menu navigation drop bar. But underneath it, we have our beliefs, our history, our staff, and our mission. I think these are very pivotal for people that are wanting to check out your church. A barrier to that is, what if I go and I don't quite fit in? And maybe they come from a certain denominational background that isn't really quite aligned with yours as well as either you or them would hope for. In this case, I'm able to do that, to put up our beliefs right there for people to be able to check out, to scroll through, to read our tenets of faith, if you will, and get an idea of what it is that we believe, what it is that we stand for. And even when they go in with the history, you know, that history thing that you have is going to give you an opportunity to tell the story of your church. How long has your church been around? What does the leadership of the church look like? And even getting into some of the mission and vision, it allows people to get an idea of what the heart of your ministry is really about. And hopefully, prayerfully, that's the heart that they have as well, which kind of gives them an idea. This may be a good fit. Another important section of your website is going to be the services section. And on that, what you're really going to try to do is let people know not only when you meet, but where you meet. If you're a small church like us, you may not meet in your building every single time. We actually do our midweek services as a home group, and that home group meets about 26 miles away from where our church building is, so that's something that we wanted to list on the website. And while we're not giving away somebody's private residence and contact information, we do let them know that there is another service available, and if they're interested in attending, reach out to us, and we'll put them in contact with somebody. But we also want to make sure that they understand that it's not just a morning worship for the adults, but yes, we do have something for the kids as well. And that's where we're also going to include the location of our church building, as well as just embedding a Google Maps on there as well. And then the final section that I really think that all small churches should have is a podcast section, or maybe it's just for your sermons. It doesn't necessarily need to be a podcast. Ours is a podcast because it's easier for us to get up. We don't have good internet services down where the church is at, so we don't live stream it, so there's not really an archive of the video. And then to edit a recorded version and to publish that, it becomes quite time consuming. And well, if you want to know who our media and tech guy is, you're looking at him. So podcast is the easiest way for us to get it, and it's something that goes straight to people's phone when they subscribe via a podcast player. And I highly recommend that if you are a church, a small church, that is looking for a free way to start hosting your sermon podcast, Spotify for Podcasters. It used to be known as Anchor. It is free, and it has mass distribution out there. And as you can see from our page, I mean, our church sermon podcast is available on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and CastBox. I mean, it's really anywhere that you can get your podcast from. That's where it's at. And we also include an embedded player on the website in case somebody wants to listen right there. And what I will say about this is another way for somebody who is thinking about attending your church, considering attending your church, to get an idea of what kind of sermon and message they could expect. And I can also tell you from our small church, I've had some visitors and some guests that then have become members that said that this was a page that they went to. They checked out our beliefs and they checked out the podcast because they wanted to see what it was that we believed in. And then they wanted to hear what kind of a preaching style they might be getting. And while there are a lot of other types of pages that you could have on your church website, whether it be, you know, resources or blogs or different pages for each of the ministries that you do, or a giving page, which if you don't have that, you should probably have that one as well. But for me, these are the things that we've seen working on our church's website, not only the last 30 days, but even over the last year or two, where people have visited the church through the website first, and then showed up in person, and then have actually relayed to me, yeah, I went to your church website, I checked it out, I found out some of the information, and that's why we're here now. And then when those people become regular attenders and members of the church, it really makes me thinking, like, maybe we did something right by kind of prioritizing the website a little bit and really trying to make that website be something that was visitor friendly and gave them the information that they were looking for. Now, let me know your thoughts. Did I miss any must-haves for websites for churches, especially those small churches out there? If you've got something, let me know in some type of the comments below. Tag me on social media. You can also, down in the description, find a link to go ahead and send me a message. And if you've got a question that you would like to hear featured on a future episode of the Digital Ministry Podcast, that's probably the best way to do it. And who knows, if you leave the message, you may just be on a future episode. Now, if you'd like some more digital ministry help, allow me to suggest the Digital Ministry Membership over on my website, joshuaverwers.com. And when you go there and you sign up, you'll get some more insights and some tips about how it is that I am doing what I'm doing. And as an added benefit, you're also going to get each episode of this podcast 1 week in advance. Yep, that means that next week's episode is live right now for everybody that is a digital ministry member. And what does it cost to sign up? It's $10 a month, or as I like to call it, a weekly cup of coffee. Anyways, that's all I've got for this week. Until next week, I just want to encourage y'all to stay blessed, enjoy God's best, and have a fantastic week.